At this point, I'd like to invite our Faith Story speaker up tonight. Jacob is, come on up. He has been a joy to have around over the last few years. I have to say that I've enjoyed him as a bass player, but I'm going to let him share his story in his words.
I just wanted to thank everybody for giving me the opportunity to share my experience with you. Sometimes life sucks, but God takes the suckiness of life and turns it into works of art. It took me a while to realize that in my own life, and it's something I'm still realizing today. I spent the first 14 years of my life going to Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School in Brookfield. I was blessed with wonderful teachers, friends, pastors, and role models to help shape my faith. I also started with music too, picking up the trumpet in fifth grade. My life was structured. My family was strong and built in faith and respectfulness. My siblings were incredible guides as to how I was supposed to act. I thought I had everything figured out. By the time I graduated from eighth grade, COVID came around. Trying to figure out what high school was going to look like, then having to rethink all of that through the lens of a COVID mindset was like hitting a speed bump going 50 miles an hour. It was tough, but my faith still brought me hope and excitement for the future that I would soon see. I got to start back in person at Lake Country Lutheran High School. It was fun. I went through a world of thoughts and emotions in my first couple days while trying to figure out this new environment. Maybe I hadn't noticed the second speed bump right after the first one, but the car didn't slow down. I got sick after a couple days. Not a stay-at-home for the day sick, a troubling, worrying sick. After urgent care couldn't figure out what was wrong, I went to Children's Hospital. In the height of COVID, myself and my parents were brought into a hospital, not knowing what was next. We soon found out that it wasn't COVID, but bacterial meningitis, a brain infection that was causing my sickness. On the brink of death, I went into brain surgery. They removed one of two large abscesses in my brain, as well as a large portion of my skull. For a couple days after, my head was completely swollen. I didn't regain my consciousness for over a day, and when I did, I could only hear. I wasn't able to speak or see for a few days until the swelling went down. They removed the second abscess, and I continued to try and recover. After 16 days, with the front portion of my skull still missing, I was allowed to go back home. I got home at the end of September, stayed at home, recovering, receiving medication, and trying to stay busy. By Thanksgiving week, I had the surgery to put in a replacement skull. This was supposed to be the end of the whole meningitis ordeal, and it was. I went back to school for a couple weeks before Christmas break and enjoyed some much-needed normalcy. Maybe I was banking on two speed bumps being it, but a third snuck its way under my tires once again. The day after Christmas, I woke up with a swollen face. Angry and confused, we went back to Children's Hospital. They told me that I now had a staph infection from the surgery that was supposed to make me good to go. The doctors gave me options, and I didn't want any of them. Reluctantly, I went back to staying home and receiving medication as I waited another 2 months for surgeons to swap the first skull implant with a new one. The day finally came, and I got my new skull for the second time. Going back to school, I didn't find the same excitement. I saw people enjoying classes, friendships, sports, all sorts of experiences. I was on my third first day. I walked around with the same nervousness and anxiousness any freshman in high school would on their first day, but also carried a great deal of embarrassment and fear of judgment. My brain convinced itself that people didn't want to be my friend, that they knew what I had dealt with and didn't want to be around me. Over the next year and a half, I spiraled completely away from everything that I knew. I fell into sadness and hopelessness. I hated my life, and at every turn, failed to recognize what God was putting out there to try and help me grow. I was angry that my life had seemingly been stripped from me, sad that I saw such socialization, but was scared to try and make friends, and scared of how I was going to try and move forward. I knew God was there, but I was so caught up in my own negativity that I didn't even think to reach out to Him. In my time alone, I learned filling time by myself was better than being sad about not having others around. I spent a lot of this time learning how to play the bass. In summer, after my sophomore year of high school, we chose to come to an outdoor church service at Shepherd of the Hills. We hadn't been to church in a while and had never been to a service conducted outdoors. So I agreed to come, wondering what it could be like. The service was fun. It felt good to be at a church service again, especially while enjoying the sun. We started coming back, and soon people heard that I played the bass. The offer was put out for me to give the praise band a shot. Thinking now, I don't know why I said yes. I was still scared and stuck in my same void, but I said yes. The socialization that this brought me, as well as the joy of playing music with others, gave me a glimpse of what I was craving. Soon, I started going to the youth group, enjoying time with people my age, and sharing the knowledge I'd acquired through my experiences. I was looking for what I thought my future would look like. I was looking for the friends I wanted to have, the things I wanted to do. But God yet again gave me a chance at what I was looking for. And I'm so happy I was able to see it this time. Now, I'm a member here and serve however I can. The verse I picked is my confirmation verse that I chose before any of this happened. Being able to reflect now, I thank God however I'm able because I'm still here. I'm here because he has a plan for me, a plan that is better than anything I could ever come up with. So if you still haven't encountered speed bump number one, or if you've already gone over speed bump number 13, know that sin sucks and it'll always be sucky, but God is good and his plans will always be good too.